Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Week 4 high school football. We had some games Thursday, ton of games Friday night as per usual, and then more games today around the state of Minnesota, halfway through the regular season. I happened to be in Wayzata to see the Trojans win over Totino Grace, and fans and students were at football stadiums all over the metro and all over the state on Friday night. Jim Paulson of the Star Tribune happened to be in Richfield and Bloomington Kennedy last night, and shots rang out. And Jim joins us on the line, and Jim, scary night in Richfield. Wow.
You know, I've covered an awful lot of football games in my life. I've never had that happen at a game where there was shots rang out. I think just as the fourth quarter started, actually, I think Kennedy had just scored a touchdown. And then you heard two loud pops outside the north end zone. People took a second to gather themselves, and then this massive people, football players, fans, everybody started sprinting off the field. There are some of us that are still trying to figure out what was going on, but most people kind of had an idea what happened, and that was it. It kind of takes you by surprise when this kind of thing happens. It's something that you like to think is as vanilla and as wholesome as high school football.
Yeah, Jim, was there any doubt in your mind they were gunshots at that moment?
None at all. I'm not a gun guy. I don't hunt. I don't own any guns. So I haven't heard an awful lot of gunshots in my life. I've only heard a lot of fireworks over the years and jokingly thought, I wonder if that's a gunshot. There's no doubt. These two gunshots were loud reports. They were obvious. I don't think anybody that heard them had any doubt in their mind what was going on. And particularly the kids from Kennedy and Richfield, the players and the students, I think they've got so used to gunfire being a part of their lives, which is kind of a sad commentary, if I may say so myself, that they reacted immediately with sprinting off the field and getting as far away as they possibly could.
And you and another writer at the Star Tribune had the story on the shooting incident, and it is available online at startribune.com. We've had reporting here, News Talk 830 WCCO, about the incident. After the shots ring out, you mentioned the players, the coaches start heading in the opposite direction. Fans are getting out of the grandstands, trying to get away from where the shots rang out. Describe that scene. How many people were there? It had to be complete pandemonium.
It was very chaotic. It was a homecoming night at Richfield, and while I don't think it draws quite as big a crowd as you might find in some of the larger suburban schools, it was a significant crowd there. And again, an awful lot of kids that were there hanging out at their football game and without being next to their parents. And if I was a parent, that type of thing would terrify me. That not that kids are someplace where gunshots are happening just outside the stadium, and the idea that they knew exactly how to react, what does that say about our society where these young kids know what gunshots are? They shouldn't have to live in that kind of society where that's a significant part of their lives. But yeah, it was pandemonium. People were trying to get out, were running across the field. Football teams just started running. Both teams never bothered to worry anymore about what was going on in the game. It was pretty crazy. And the funny part about it is, after they instructed everybody that was still in the stadium that they had to leave, and they're telling people to leave through the south exit, fans from both teams were leaving through the same exit. Emotions were clearly running high. There was an awful lot of arguing and jawing back and forth, and a couple of times I thought there was going to be fisticuffs breaking out among the fans. I couldn't imagine why everyone was yelling at each other, but there was an awful lot of commotion going on there too. Like, they finally got some fans outside the gates settled down, but I think everyone was just feeling so nervous and concerned about what happened, and it unsettled us a bit over there.
Jim Paulson joining us, reporter for the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. He was in Ridgefield for that Ridgefield-Bloomington-Kennedy football game where shots rang out. At this hour, we still believe they're searching for suspects in this. And in the story in the Star Tribune, it was laid out that, you know, there was heavier security. There were some people denied entrance to this football game. There were strict rules on who could get in, who could sit in the Ridgefield stands. And that is typical and has become typical, especially in rivalry games all over the metro area where there can be separate entrances, and they try and keep fans of the opposing team separate. That is not uncommon.
Yeah, that happens all over the place. I mean, you saw last week there was a fight outside the Dinah High School at a football game. So it can happen just about anywhere. I mean, you get emotions running high, and, you know, you have rivalries. It seems jaw back and forth, and over social media. And some people, particularly younger minds, take it pretty seriously, and emotions get ramped up, and next thing you know, things like this happen. But it's really sad that in a situation where I've always thought football is one of the great experiences in high school life, because it brings everybody together from all walks of life at a stadium on a Friday night, where you don't have to worry about classes or schools or bells and that kids can be themselves. It's such a terrific community event. It's sad when something like this can really bring it to a halt like this did.
So Jim, after the shots ring out and people are trying to get away from the scene, get off the field, get out of the bleachers, get out of the stands, we understand that people were sheltering in the school at Ridgefield, and I understand there was quite quickly a large law enforcement presence there.
The law enforcement showed up very quickly. I mean, it was within 5 minutes that I think I was seeing from my spot in the press box after the shots rang out, at least a half a dozen, maybe more, law enforcement and first responder vehicles. And by the time I was able to get out of the parking lot, it was at least double that. They had the streets blocked off. It wasn't just police responder vehicles. They had fire trucks and EMS trucks there. I think mostly in helping to give a strong presence and keep the streets blocked off. But the city of Ridgefield did a stellar job in their response to what happened there. I think it ended up hearing that two people were shot, neither one fatally. One I'd heard got lucky because the shot hit a cell phone and may have saved their life or saved them in that regard. But it's the type of things that happen. It was chaotic. It was hard to really know what was going on at that time. I was wondering if I was going to be able to get my car out of there and get out of there, but they allowed me to leave probably, I don't know, 20 minutes after the shots had been heard.
Yeah, and Jim, you are one of the reporters on site. I also believe that the game was available on streaming, and there is some video that's been circulating out there about the moment the shots did ring out. And my first thought, and like I say, I was at a football game, Totino Grace at Wayzata, and I listened to the Twins game on the way home, and then really didn't turn on the TV or interact with the media. I was kind of done after a long day and after the football game, and just kind of shut it down and didn't hear about it until this morning. And I think there were maybe a fair number of people that weren't around television news or around the radio late last night that hadn't heard about it today. And once again, it is a rare incident. We should also point out that generally, when I go to a football game or a basketball game or a hockey game or whatever, there is a law enforcement presence there. Whether it's a hockey game up in Andover or a football game out in Wayzata or wherever it is, there is a law enforcement presence at these events.
Yeah, and obviously it's definitely needed because, again, you're talking about youthful minds and kids whose emotions are running high, particularly in terms of rivalries, and everybody wants to win, and everybody wants to, the social media aspect where teams are going back and forth at it. It can get a little bit heated, so it's a very good idea to have a police presence. I think that incidents like what happened last night at Richfield and the week earlier at Edina and what has happened, I've heard at Minneapolis Henry in the Minneapolis conference, that there's been some threats of violence outside football games that have affected the games themselves. When these sorts of things happen, I think it becomes incumbent of law enforcement to have a strong presence at the game because there are such a large number of people. Anytime you have a significant number of people gathered in one spot, the potential for trouble just is exacerbated. And so I think it's very smart for law enforcement to be as present and as visible as possible.
Well, it certainly was a dangerous situation last night in Richfield. Jim, good to visit with you. I'm glad you're safe. And, you know, in that stampede to clear the bleachers and get out of harm's way, you know, I'm glad there haven't been more reports of serious injuries in that situation.
Yeah, you know, other than the fact that there was some jawing back and forth between fans as they were leaving, I thought it was pretty civil for the most part, that people were understood the brevity and the importance of the situation and how much they needed to take shelter and get away from it as far as possible. And you know, like they had made sure the Kennedys were able to not go on the bus, but they went into the Richfield High School to protect themselves after the game, and the Richfield team was in there as well. And so I think the authorities reacted properly. They reacted quickly, as they well should. And it's just one of those things that just is an unfortunate commentary on the times in which we live.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks as always. Good to visit with
thanks
you.
For having
we're
me.
Happier circumstances. Talk again soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of football to talk about this week. I appreciate you giving me a call.
Yeah. There he is, Jim Paulson, joining us from the Star Tribune.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.